Every second, about 16 million tons of water evaporates from the surface of the Earth. During that same second, 16 million tons of water falls back down to the Earth as rain. But water isn't the only type of precipitation we experience. Due to certain weather conditions, all kinds of crazy stuff has fallen from the sky. Things like frogs, snakes, spiders, animal flesh, even blood, have rained down all over the world for centuries.
Oh, this is sounding ominous.
Well, it's more common than you think. In fact, in Honduras, they celebrate Lluvia de Peces, which means rain of fish. Now, Honduras is a landlocked nation with the nearest body of water 120 miles away. Yet every spring, it rains thousands of fish all over the town of Yoro. And these fish are completely aquatic. We're not talking about flying fish.
Whoa. What do you mean flying fish?
There are a few species of fish that can fly. Well, technically they glide, but it's pretty amazing, actually.
Amazing? I'll say. It's like a whole new world. All new stuff for me to see. I just fly along and sing this song. It's a whole new world for me. What?
Anyway, fish rain, snake rain, blood rain. It's weird and it's real. Let's find out why. Welcome to the Y-Files, where smart folks like us come to laugh and learn. Today we're talking about the phenomenon of raining animals. Animal rain has been documented throughout human history. Pliny the Elder talked about a storm of frogs and fish as early as the 1st century AD. In the late 18th century, French soldiers saw frogs falling from the sky during a heavy rain near the city of Lille. This story fascinated French physicist André-Marie Ampère. Yes, that Ampère, who was one of the first scientists to take these stories seriously. Ampère speculated that violent winds could pick up large numbers of small animals and carry them great distances. He might be right. The current working hypothesis is that animal rain involves tornadic waterspouts, which are tornadoes that form over water. Waterspouts usually occur in the tropics, but they can occur anywhere. Europe, Australia, Antarctica, even over America's Great Lakes if the conditions are right. Waterspouts typically form as their parent clouds are developing over warm water. Did I say warm?
You did.
As the warm water evaporates, humid air is pulled up toward the cloud. As more humid air pours in, a vortex can form. And these vortices, can grow to be 300 feet wide,
90 meters,
and 2,000 feet tall,
600 meters.
Large water spouts can be violent and dangerous. When they reach speeds of 160 kph, they can damage ships, airplanes, and put people's lives in jeopardy.
Oh, Lennox, get out of there!
Anything within a meter of the water's surface can be lifted into the air. And if the water spout is powerful enough, these animals can be carried all the way up to the parent cloud, and sometimes even stay up there for miles after the water spout is long gone. Fish specifically are small, light, and flat, and they're light enough that they can be buffeted up and down within a cloud for a long time. Don't you dare.
Oh, fine.
This is what scientists believe is happening in Honduras. A water spout is pulling fish from the ocean and carrying them far inland. Others speculate there's an underground river that's carrying the fish closer to the town. Still, something is lifting them in the air. Is it a water spout? It could be. They're common in that part of the world. But reports of fish rain have occurred all over the planet, as recently as 2017 in India and Sri Lanka, but also Mexico, Wales, Saskatchewan, California, even Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Recently, on September 9th, 2016, Lisa Lowbury was out for a walk in the suburbs of Philly. Now she hears a rustling in the trees above her. She looks up and she gets smacked in the face with a 5-pound catfish. That's not funny. She ended up with a cut on her eye.
Oh, is she all right?
Well, she's all right now, but...
Now the shoes on the other fin. Oh, people catching fish? Boring. But fish catching people? Oh boy. Oh, it hurts me.
Now, nobody's sure how a catfish can fall from the sky in Philadelphia. Now, some people have speculated that a bird was carrying it, but that'd have to be a pretty large bird.
It could grip it by the husk.
Just a few months ago, thousands of small fish rained on the town of Yawa, Australia. What makes this so weird is that Yawa is 500 miles inland, and some of the fish were alive. And the waterspout theory doesn't address why some incidents of animal rain only consist of one species, and not all kinds of different animals of the same size. Let's look at a few of these. Just kidding, that was just a bad movie.
Yeah, I rather enjoyed it. Spiders!
Now this one's not a horror movie, but it definitely looks like one. Let's go back to the terror continent called Australia. On May 15th, 2015, residents of Goulburn, Australia witnessed millions of baby spiders literally raining down and blanketing the countryside in silky white webs. What happened in this case is called ballooning, which is a form of spider transportation. Spiders will climb to the top of the highest tree or structure they can, then spin a web into a sort of parachute that catches a breeze which can carry them a long way. They do this to escape predators, seek food, or to establish new territories. When a spider is getting ready to travel, it will raise its legs and sample the airflow. Once it's satisfied, it orients its abdomen skyward, spins a little silk, and off it goes. Normally, this goes unnoticed because spiders typically travel one at a time. But sometimes, like in Goulburn, the weather conditions were so favorable to ballooning that thousands of spiders took to the air simultaneously. The same thing happened in Brazil. However, these weren't baby spiders. These were nightmare spiders.
Meu Deus!
Folks in Brazil were pretty upset. I mean, before this video, I didn't know how to say the world is ending in Portuguese, but I do now. If you want to see more of that, I'll link to some spider rain videos below.
Worms!
Worms from the sky is strange because it can occur in calm weather as well as stormy. And worms don't seem to mind the cold either. Thousands of worms appeared on a snowy mountain in Norway in 2015, and scientists still don't know how it happened. The worms were first noticed by a skier who said the mountain was covered with thousands of them. He assumed they were dead, but then he grabbed a few and they were alive. How? The worms couldn't have come from the ground because under the snow was about a meter of soil, frozen solid. So general consensus is that a violent air pocket lifted the worms and then dropped them on the mountain. But from where? Where are there thousands of live worms in the mountains in Norway? In March? Nobody knows. Sweden? Same thing. Raining worms. Where? Why? How? So I did some research, and it seems that this has been happening in Scandinavia since at least the 1920s, and in Europe far before that. Nobody knows why.
They're under the ground! They're under the ground!
Scotland, 2011. So many sky worms rained on a middle school football game that they had to call off the game and go inside.
There's wee worms everywhere! Let's go inside!
Texas, 2015. Clumps of earthworms appeared in the middle of the street out of nowhere. Hundreds of them, in piles, in the street. From where? Aurora, Michigan, 2016, skyworms. Tucson, Arizona, 2018, skyworms.
Can you fly, you sucker?
This is sounding a lot less like weather and more like an invasion.
Blood!
Oh, nothing is better at whipping up a little local hysteria like raining blood. Cases of blood rain, or red rain, have been recorded since Homer's Iliad and throughout history. In Europe alone, there are hundreds of reports of blood rain going back centuries, and every time it occurred, it was considered supernatural and a bad omen. In the year 787 AD, there was a recorded rain of blood that was later said to predict the Viking invasion of England. In Germany, a shower of blood in 1347 was followed by the arrival of the Black Plague, so, you know, they just connected the dots. Blood rain? Bad. Plague? Bad. One of the first scientists to try to prove this phenomenon was not supernatural was Giuseppe Maria Giovene. Blood rain fell in Italy in 1803, and Giovene correctly came to the conclusion that sand from Africa was pulled high in the atmosphere, crossed the Adriatic, and mixed with storm clouds to turn the water red. In 2001, blood rain received international attention when it fell on Kerala, India. Initial studies showed the rain had large amounts of nickel, titanium, iron, and other metals. This led to a theory that the red rain was caused by an atmospheric meteor burst. Now that sounds super cool, but further study showed that the rain contained spores of a specific type of algae indigenous to Austria that had migrated to India in the upper atmosphere. After another incident of red rain in Kerala in 2012, studies have confirmed with certainty that the microalgae Trentifolia is indeed turning the rain red. So, no, blood rain is not actually blood, except when it is. March 3rd, 1876 was the famous Kentucky meat storm.
That doesn't sound like a derby.
For several minutes, small chunks of meat fell from the sky on a farm in Rankin, Kentucky. Enough meat to fill a large wagon, so the story goes. Reports say it appeared to be beef.
Cow.
But according to an issue of Scientific American, two gentlemen who tasted the meat thought it was either lamb or deer.
Unknown meats fell from the sky and someone ate it?
Yep.
And Joe Rogan wasn't there?
Nope.
Gross.
Yep. Studies of the meat determined it was lung tissue either from a horse or from a human infant.
Oh, nobody noticed a missing baby or a missing horse? Who was in charge of this investigation?
Transylvania University.
Wait. So Dracula ate the baby?
No. Transylvania University's in Lexington, Kentucky.
I'm so confused.
Oh, you're not the only one. A scientific reason for the Kentucky meat storm was never settled, but locals think it came from vultures, who when threatened will regurgitate everything in their stomachs to make a quicker getaway. And when one vulture vomits, they all do.
Oh, there's so much blood.
No. Don't you start doing that. No, you're gonna make...
Buzzard vomit. Okay, fine. But 9 days later, on March 12th, 1876, the same thing happened in London, England. Still, no explanation.
Well, it does explain English cooking. Snakes!
The famous snake rain occurred in Memphis in 1877. Reports say thousands of black snakes rained from the heavens and slithered all over the streets. Snakes of all sizes. Some they say were over a foot long. Oh, I really wanted this one. I really did. Every list, article, and video about weird rain has this story in it. Thousands of snakes thudding to the ground, writhing around and hissing. That's YouTube gold. We had clips from Indiana Jones and Sam L. Jackson, photos and B-roll that would have, it would have blew your mind. But those of you who followed the Y-Files since the beginning know that even though we're a goofy channel, we do try to get the facts right. This was a huge national story in 1877. It was picked up by the New York Times and it was reprinted in newspapers all around the country. But nobody fact-checked. They just regurgitated the same story.
19th century clickbait. Nothing ever changes.
There was actually only one eyewitness to the Memphis snake rain, and she didn't really see them fall. They were already on the ground. She said the snakes were black and clumped together, but when rinsed with water, they turned flesh in color. They also didn't move like snakes. She said they gathered up their bodies in horseshoe shapes and creeped along the ground. That's how worms move.
Ooh, I love how they do that.
The infamous snake rain of Memphis of 1877 was probably earthworms. But I did find actual newspaper stories from Pierre, South Dakota, 1870, Columbus, Kentucky, 1907, and San Francisco, 1909, all talking about actual live snakes falling from the sky.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I'm glad we worked that in. Links below.
Tadpoles.
In 2009, the entire country of Japan was covered in dead tadpoles. I mean, the entire country. They were first spotted in Ishikawa, which is on the west coast of Japan. But dead tadpoles were reported in towns and villages and on cars all over the country. In one incident, a 55-year-old man who was caught in a tadpole downpour described hearing a strange sound in the parking lot of a civic center in the city of Nanao. And upon further exploration, he found 100 tadpoles covering the windshields of cars. Nanao is in the middle of the island, miles away from Ishikawa. And there are two theories for what happened here, both of which we discussed, and I believe neither of them. First explanation, waterspout. But even local meteorologists aren't buying this because the weather was clear, the winds were light, and it doesn't explain how tadpoles got scattered everywhere. The second explanation is that large birds like herons or crows or seagulls drop the tadpoles while being disturbed mid-flight. Fine, but again, how does this happen across an entire country simultaneously? Nobody knows, or they won't tell us.
Frogs!
It's been raining frogs for a long time. Even the Bible's book of Exodus talks about a swarm of frogs as one of the plagues. It might not have been a metaphor. This is a real thing that happens periodically in different places around the world, not just in Paul Thomas Anderson movies. In 1873, Kansas City, Missouri experienced a rainstorm that covered the entire city in frogs. Same thing happened in Minneapolis in 1901, where the frogs were so thick that travel was impossible. Leicester, Mass, 1953. Sheffield, UK, 1995. But we don't need to comb through old newspapers to find stories about raining frogs. We just have to go back to 2010. In June of 2010, in Hungary, thousands of tiny frogs rained all over the country, and many of them were still alive. Can a waterspout do this? If you drop a frog from a building, it goes splat. And in all the cases I mentioned, Hungary included, there were no reports of weird weather or wind or waterspouts. And in this particular case in Hungary, frogs were falling for several days across the whole country. Now, some zoologists claim that this is common migratory behavior for frogs. That's fine. But then how did the frogs get on top of cars and buses and buildings? Answer me that, zoologists. Now, this is an ongoing debate, but I find it really interesting that there are all these reports of animal rain, but very little video of the animals actually falling. And lack of evidence brings out all kinds of theories, from the wrath of God to alien intervention. And that brings us to Star Jelly.
Star Jelly!
Before Hollywood icon Steve McQueen was dubbed the King of Cool, he starred in a little horror movie called The Blob. The Blob was released in 1958, and it's a well-known film to horror fans and Hollywood history buffs.
What's up?
What's not so well-known is the inspiration for The Blob. The plot goes like this. It's a small town in rural Pennsylvania. Two teenagers are making out on Lover's Lane when they see a meteorite crash just over yonder. Later, an old feller investigates the site, and naturally, he pokes the meteorite with a stick. It breaks open and a small jelly-like substance oozes out, attacks him, and he goes screaming off for help. 28-year-old teenager Steve McQueen picks him up and takes him to a doctor. The rest is movie history. But The Blob was inspired by a real event. In 1950, four Philadelphia policemen reported the discovery of a dome disc of quivering jelly 6 feet in diameter and 1 foot thick at the center and an inch or two near the edge. When they tried to pick it up, it dissolved into an odorless, sticky scum. The producer of The Blob, Jack Harris, is from Pennsylvania, and he was fascinated with the local Star Jelly legend. An outbreak of Star Jelly happened as recently as 2013 at the Hamwall Nature Reserve in England. But Star Jelly occurs all over the world, so it has a lot of names. Star Slime, Star Slubber. In German, it's called Sternerotz, which means star snot. In Spanish, it's Caca de Luna, which...
Moon poop!
I was gonna say excrement.
Oh, you're such a slave to the YouTube algorithm. Grow up here!
Sky jelly is a gelatinous substance that's been found in grass, but also in branches of trees. And reports of sky jelly go back centuries. And explanations range from frog eggs to bacteria to alien organic matter to the paranormal.
So what is it?
We don't know. Star jelly usually dissolves or evaporates as soon as it's discovered, so we don't have a lot of samples. But scientists in the National Geographic Society tested a sample in the U.S. They found no DNA at all.
So what is it?
We don't know.
Oh, I don't care for that at all.
I don't either. Thanks for hanging out with us today. My name is AJ. That's Hecklefish. This has been The Y-Files. Have you ever witnessed weird things or animals falling from the sky or heard stories about it? Post them in the comments so we can all check them out. We're just getting started here at The Y-Files, so do us a favor, hit that subscribe button, become a founding filer. You can help us shape the content of the channel. And if there's a subject you'd like us to cover, put it in the comments. We put a ton of work into these videos, so if you enjoy watching them, do us a favor, hit the thumbs up.
Nothing helps out a new channel like a thumbs up, baby!
I hope we earned your subscription today, but if we didn't, I promise we'll keep making fun, brainy content until we do earn it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.